Hey, I'm Kyla Graham. I am an accountant who's passionate about helping nonprofit leaders speak confidently about their money. You are listening to the Nonprofit Nuggets podcast. And before we get into the episode, gotta give you this disclaimer. Any accounting, business, or tax advice in this here podcast is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of your specific issues. It's not a substitute for a formal opinion. It is not good enough to avoid tax-related penalties. Gotta tell you this because don't want y'all coming for me.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by my upcoming workshop, Building Infrastructure for Your Nonprofit, on Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. Mountain. I am ready to talk to you about what it's going to take to build a successful nonprofit. So you are ready to make an action plan, and you don't want to just fly by the seat of your pants because you have realized that building a successful organization is not an accident and takes attention. Join me if you are wondering where to focus first. If you are running your organization using volunteers and want to know how best to vet them, or if you want to know why you can't just wait till later to get it together. Hope to see you there. The website and registration details will be in the notes. Back to the episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Nonprofit Nuggets podcast. I'm your host, Kyla Graham. This week, we're picking up the conversation with Amanda Wallander-Roberts of Capacity Building Consulting. And this snippet is all about what I'm considering it. Get the data and keep it simple. Up next, me and Amanda. So, what is one thing you want all nonprofits to know?
That is a really good question. I would say like data. Because if I can only choose one thing, it's data, but I want to apply that to everything. Okay. If you are, you know, in your programs and you're thinking like, oh, we're doing such a good job. Congratulations, staff. Like, look how much you're impacting the community, and you don't have data. I'm like, I'm glad you feel like you're doing a good job. I would love some proof that you're doing a good job. Let's just back up your feelings with some actual data. Or when it comes to fundraising, we're like, we really think we should do a crowdfunding campaign. And it's like, okay, well, let's look at the data. How many social media followers do you have? What's your strategy behind that? And how is that based on data? And even for nonprofits that are just getting started or people considering doing a nonprofit, you know, starting a nonprofit, I'm just like, does the community need this? Where is your data? Because a lot of times we think, oh, this would be such a great program. And it's like, says who? Says you? Yeah. Does the community also say that? Where's that community input data? So that's one thing. I wish all nonprofits were much more data focused in every aspect of what they do.
Yes. And yes. And I say that because there comes the point where you're thinking, well, how do we grow and expand? And it's like, well, you, like you said, I mean, you feel like that was effective, but how do you write that on an application? Like, how do you make the case for support if it's just, we feel that people like us more?
We feel like this program would be really good for the community. And that's where we see a lot of nonprofits fail. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, what tools would you recommend for an organization who's trying to figure out how do we track this data?
Well, honestly, like if you're just getting started on tracking things, really spreadsheets, I don't care if it's Google Sheets or Excel, like keep it simple for yourself and really make sure that you're only tracking the information you're actually going to use. So what we see a lot of times is, you know, we want to develop these surveys and ask all these questions. And it's like, okay, if the response to the survey, you are not going to do anything with, like this one question, if that's not going to change your decisions. I worked with an organization, and one of the things that they always got feedback on for their surveys was parking. Parking was a big issue with the people they were trying to serve. And so they were going to ask this question specifically about parking. And I was like, oh, okay. So would you provide alternative parking? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, then don't ask. Because then that, like, if they think you're going to make a decision off of that one question, then they're going to be expecting something out of it. Or yeah. when you don't do something, they're going to feel like their voice isn't heard. So only collect the data that you need. And that also goes for what you're putting in your own spreadsheets and tracking for your own fundraising purposes. Just the data that you need, and you can use a spreadsheet. I mean, of course, I love fancier things like Airtable and all of that kind of stuff. But I encourage most nonprofits to keep it simple until they're ready for something more significant.
Yeah, I definitely support that, like, graduated approach. Mm-hmm. Because one thing is, how much are you going to invest into this? And if right. you're not going to train someone on how to use it, this was not a right. worthwhile endeavor.
But we love the next new system. We love the next new system. But I'm like, okay, let's get used to evaluating. Let's get used to capturing to the data first. And then if we need something fancier, we can, graduate, like you said.
Yeah.
See, Amanda even mentioned it. I told you, Google is your friend. So, of course, you can find Amanda's information in the show notes. And if you are interested in hearing the full interview, head over to our website, Synergy Accounting Advisory, to hear the podcast.